This is an interview for the bilingualism course, and I'm interviewing...
Paloma.
Which language or languages do you speak?
I speak Spanish, Valencian, English, and a bit of French.
Where and how did you learn your language?
Spanish is my mother tongue, and then I have learned it in every context. And then French and Valencian, I have learned them at school. And English, I learned it in my family.
Are there different emotions and experiences that you associate with the different languages you speak?
Most of the experiences I have with other languages that are not from Spanish are related with my speaking English.
Where do you consider yourself to be from?
I consider myself to be Spanish.
If you could learn any language in the world which you don't already know, which language would it be and why?
I would definitely like to learn Italian because I think it's a very melodic language. I would like to learn an exotic language as maybe a Mayan one or something like that because it has to do nothing with European languages.
Do you ever discuss being monolingual or multilingual with your family?
Yes, I have discussed it many times with my closest family. They have always been very, very, very aware of the importance of being multilingual, not just bilingual, but multilingual.
And what about your friends?
It's not the same with my friends. I have just a couple of friends who are aware of the real importance of speaking more than one language. The other ones, I think they are not conscious about them. And my interviewee is...
Rachel.
Okay. Which language or languages do you speak?
I speak English and Chinese, but mostly English. I don't really speak Chinese in any other environments, external or internal, family or school.
Where and how did you learn your language or languages?
I learned them in school. After primary school, I haven't really used Chinese anymore. It's always been English.
I feel about speaking more than one language.
It's useful because you can get job opportunities from it. And you can go to other countries and learn their culture, speaking with the natives.
Are there any different emotions and experiences you associate with the different languages you speak?
For Chinese, it's a more clinical emotions, something which I have to do, which it's imposed on me. It's English, I use it every day. It's something that I have around with me. It's more personal.
Do you think that the language environment where you're from has shaped how you think about languages?
I've only really learned languages in an academic environment. It's not like I've gone to other countries and experienced the language itself from the natives.
How do you feel your life would be different if you spoke other languages or didn't speak some of the languages you do speak?
If I didn't learn English, it would be hard to go to English-speaking country and learn undergraduate courses. And if I did have to learn other languages, I would be from a different part of the world, and the culture and everything would be completely different from mine.
Have you ever experienced any advantages to speaking more than one language, or if you only speak English to speak in English, what are they?
English is an international language. That is a bonus for me. At least I can communicate with people from different countries.
Do you ever discuss being monolingual or multilingual with your family? How does your family feel about being monolingual or multilingual?
We don't really discuss it in our family, but they do encourage me to learn other languages. It's really important in terms of job opportunities and getting to know people and their culture.